الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We begin this afternoon بإذن الله تعالى وبعونه سبحانه وتعالى reading from a great work and a very beneficial book entitled نصيحتي للنساء نصيحتي للنساء My advice to the women, authored by Abdullah Al-Wadi'iyya Hafidhah Allah Ta'ala, the daughter of the great scholar and imam of the Sunnah, Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i Rahimah Allah Ta'ala. My advice to the women. Before we begin reading from the actual book and the work of the author, Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, I would like to present a brief introduction and reminder for the noble sisters with regards to the importance of seeking knowledge. And that is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He has created us for a purpose in life, and our purpose for the male and the female alike is to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners, to worship Him in a manner pleasing to Him according to His legislation as displayed and shown in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship Me alone. And He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ And say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. And he followed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah will love you. Then Allah will love you. And it's known that a person, male or female, cannot actualize his purpose in life by fulfilling the rights of that ibadah and that worship that he was created for, except with knowledge. Likewise, an individual, he cannot be steadfast, male or female, upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except with knowledge. And if a person were to ask, what did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send His messenger with? The answer will be, He sent him subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with beneficial knowledge and the application of that knowledge, which is the righteous actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرَسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ That it is He, meaning Allah, who sent His messenger with huda, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ With the huda, the guidance. The ulama, they mentioned that the guidance is العلم النافع, the beneficial knowledge. And that the religion of truth, وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ is the الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ, the righteous actions. So a person who hopes for happiness in this life and in the hereafter, and success likewise in this life and in the hereafter, whether he's male or female, then they have to comply to the Creator. They have to comply to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to Him and surrender their will and comply to His commandments subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere faith. Faith that produces the beautiful speech and the beneficial actions. Allah, He mentioned, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة That whoever works righteous deeds, whether he's a male or a female, and he believes, وهو مؤمن, then we will cause him to have a good life, a pleasant life in this life and likewise in the hereafter. The good life, my noble sisters, is the life of obedience to Allah. The good life, the life of piety and righteousness, the life of compliance to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, the life of striving against one's soul to be obedient to one's Lord, hoping for His reward. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the life that has a praiseworthy ending and a praiseworthy outcome. وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ And the final outcome that is praiseworthy and good is for those pious and obedient believers. As for the disobedient and the wicked, then their outcome is not pleasant. Rather, they have a threat of anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise a punishment. So those who are successful, they are those who are obedient. And those who are obedient, they know how to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. As it has been mentioned from the Salaf, كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَتَّقِي كَيْفَ يَتَّقِي مَنْ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَتَّقِي. How can someone stay away from something or fear it or be aware of it if he does not know what to be afraid of? So a believer, male and female alike, they have to strive to learn their religion. They have to strive to rectify their deen and their creed and their belief and their conduct and their manners. Likewise, their ibadat and their acts of worship. And in this manner, whenever an individual, he rectifies himself and his religion, seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he becomes a means for good in the society. So if the male, the husband, were to rectify himself, and the female, the wife, likewise, were to rectify themselves, then this is the first step in the rectification of the community and the society. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified in more than one narration the importance of knowledge, and that having knowledge is a sign that Allah wants good for an individual. And likewise, the opposite is understood, that whenever a person, he does not have knowledge, meaning knowledge of the deen, this is a sign that Allah does not want good for him. If Allah wants good for his servant or his slave, he will grant him understanding his religion. He will grant him understanding of the proper creed, the proper belief, understanding of it, tawheed, tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat. He will grant him understanding of the fundamentals of the deen, usul al-iman wa usul al-islam wa aslu al-ihsan. He will grant him understanding of that which is halal and that which is haram, and he will give him success to apply that knowledge. In this manner, this is the greatest sign that Allah wants good for a servant, causing him by his grace and mercy to be steadfast upon his straight path, the path of those people. Their main characteristics is knowledge and action. The people on the straight path, their main characteristics is knowledge and action. Al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-ilmu wal-amal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi al-deen. That whoever Allah wants good for, he will give him understanding in the religion. This hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, narrated by both al-Bukhari and Muslim. Very authentic narration, and very beneficial for a believer to understand and memorize and try to comply to. And know that the sign that Allah wants good for his servant is that they have knowledge of his deen. They have knowledge of the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have knowledge of how to worship Allah in a manner that is pleasing to him correctly, upon basira and insight. In the religion. But likewise, my noble sisters, we must understand that this knowledge that we are seeking, that we are studying, that we are learning, that we strive to carry and apply, this is knowledge of the revelation. It's not something light. But it's very heavy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about his revelation, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That verily we will reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a heavy statement. So the affairs of this deen, there's nothing in the deen that is light. From this statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Imam Malik, he mentioned, and he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, لَيْسَ فِي الدِّينِ شَيْءٌ خَفِيفٌ. There is nothing in the religion that is considered light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has legislated his deen to be encompassing in every aspect of the human life. From that which is specific to the male to that which is specific to the female. That which is related to worship and ibadat, and that, and likewise that which is related to mu'amalat and transactions and dealings and marriages, and how one cleanses himself and how one removes impurities and the likes, even marriage and divorce. Having children, all of this, there is legislation. Even using the restroom, akramakum Allah jami'an, there is a legislation, there are commandments and prohibitions with regards to this, decreed and legislated by the Lord of the heavens and the earth. subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is something heavy. I'm mentioning this. May Allah bless you and increase you in good so that you will understand its importance, and likewise understand that in order to obtain it and to find the great benefit from it, one has to be persistent and consistent. One has to be persistent and consistent and not become bored. Sometimes we find students in the first dars, the second dars, before the lesson begins, they're very encouraged, enthusiastic, and the likes. And then after one, two, three lessons, they find that sometimes it's difficult. Seeking knowledge is not easy in the beginning especially. But like anything else, if a person, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, he seeks Allah's aid first and foremost, and he's seeking knowledge sincerely for the face of Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping for His pleasure, seeking knowledge so that one can apply that knowledge and draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner pleasing. He has this intention. Then he strives and he is persistent and consistent, or she likewise, an individual. Then it will become easier for him and Allah will facilitate the way for him or for her. So the issue here is that we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now give us success from this day, that we will begin studying this book with hopes that we will complete it, that we will open it from the first page and we will read it into the end until we benefit from the book in this manner. And this is the way that the ulama, they teach, the way of the ulama and the way of the salaf, that they begin with a treatise and they teach it. They strive to help the people understand, and they move to the next one, and they move to the next one, and they move to the next one in this manner. And sometimes they even go back and repeat a text after going so far and seeking knowledge. But the case is that I encourage the sisters to be diligent, to come to this class, and to be diligent, to benefit from this class. This class is specifically for them, written by a Muslimah just like them, and it is directed to the Muslim woman, the Muslimah, just like them. So this is a class that's specific for them. So they should strive their best to learn this book, and to follow that which is therein from the benefit and from the clarification of the proper creed and methodology, the clarification of the proper manners, and what is incumbent and required for the Muslim woman to believe and to abide by. Likewise, I encourage the sisters to benefit from the other classes in the masjid, to take this life seriously and know that the virtue of an individual is in his obedience to his Lord, and is in his compliance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of this again is based upon knowledge. So whenever a person has knowledge, a male or a female, and they strive to apply that in this manner, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has made the means for a person's rank to be raised. يَرْفَعَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah, He mentioned that Allah has raised the rank of those who believe from amongst you, meaning the males and the females, and likewise those who have been given knowledge. So the one who has knowledge and is upon clarity and insight in the religion is not like the one that does not have knowledge and not upon clarity and insight in the religion. The one who is applying that knowledge and striving to please Allah Azza wa Jal with what he has learned or what she has learned is not like the one who is not striving to do that. لا يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. The people who know are not equal to the people who do not know. So I encourage the sisters to be diligent in seeking knowledge. To be diligent in seeking knowledge for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and know the virtue of knowledge, and to know the virtue of the people of knowledge, and to know the virtue of the gatherings of knowledge, and the khayr and the light that they can bring into their life, first into their self, into their own heart, by rectifying their deen and their ibadah, their worship and their creed, their methodology and their conduct and their manners. And then likewise, having this enter into their home, being a means to rectify their children. Likewise, being a means to cooperate with their husband, directing one another upon piety and righteousness, working together, a house that is upon the sunnah, that is upon salafiyah, without false claims, but rather striving and making effort to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger, to be upon the way of the Salaf as-Salih, sincerely, inwardly and outwardly. This comes by way of knowledge, and knowledge is obtained by way of seeking it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ إنما العلم بالتعلم. That knowledge is only obtained by way of learning. By way of learning. So I encourage the sisters again to take time to dedicate themselves to the classes in the masjid, particularly those for the women, and likewise those classes after Maghrib, daily. These classes, if a person were to attend them and review them and learn the information that is being taught in these classes, they will find that after some time they have a strong foundation and understanding in their deen. A strong foundation and understanding in their deen. The first case would be that the sister, she will bring the book, and she will bring a notebook to whatever class it may be. And they will take notes, and they will write in their notebook, or they will write on the side in their own book that they are reading from. And they will pay attention and benefit in this manner, and this is the way of seeking knowledge. But even for example, if there was a sister, she was very busy, and she was not able to attend with the book, she was not able to attend with her notebook and to write, she was not able to come to the masjid and sit down for the dars, she can still do that at home. She can sit down at home with the book. Or even if she's not able to have the book, she can still continue doing what she's doing from her housework and listen while she's moving around, taking care of her business. The ulama, they mentioned, مَا لَا يُدْرَكُ كُلُّهُ لَا يُدْرَكُ جُلُّهُ. That's something that if a person, he's not able to do all of it, he doesn't leave all of it. Rather, he would do the most that he can. So if one is not able to come to the class and attend directly, then let them attend from the house in the same manner. And if they're busy too busy to even sit down in front of the computer, for example, or wherever the audio is coming from with the book, then while they're moving around, listen with the headphones or have the audio playing out loud in this manner. And even if that was not possible, then to review the recording. There are many opportunities for a believer in these days to gain knowledge. But the point of this is the encouragement for the sisters to take the seeking knowledge seriously and to take these classes particularly seriously, the classes that are given in the masjid, Masjid al-Tawheed, Masjid that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it blessed and the people blessed, and to bless them and to grant them success and goodness and make it a place for spreading the light of Tawheed and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. To take those classes seriously. To take those classes seriously. Another issue sometimes, whenever a person in general is a new student, there are many things that shaitan will do to try to deter the student from benefiting. From those things is that maybe a student, while the class is conducted, will be reading the text, or reading an explanation from another text, or the likes like this. This is something that is not praiseworthy. Rather, during the class, the sister or the student of knowledge should listen attentively and try to take notes. If it's possible to write, this is best, to write in the book, in the notebook, or to write in the side of the book that one is reading from, if that's sufficient for them. But sometimes we'll find that the student will open the book while the teacher is teaching and explaining the book, and then they'll start reading forward or reading ahead, and then they'll miss the whole class reading inside the book. And this is something that is from shaitan, that he deters the student from benefiting, but rather the student during the class should listen attentively and benefit. To read along if it's possible, but if it's too difficult to read along and stay focused, then just listen. Just listen and take notes. Listen and take notes. Especially since here in this class we'll be reading the Arabic and then also having a translation. So the one who is able to read the Arabic, to read along in the Arabic, that's good. Following the translation might be a bit difficult, because we'll be translating directly, and it may be slightly different in some of the wordings from the translation in the book. The most important thing is that a believer will be sincere, and he will strive and make effort, and strive to focus, and to benefit, and to come to the class with the intention of benefiting. May Allah give you success, and facilitate for you the way of seeking knowledge, and give you sincerity and truthfulness in your seek for knowledge. We begin reading from the introduction of Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muqaddimatun biqalam al-walidi al-fadili al-Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i. Mentioning here that this is an introduction from the pen of al-walid, her father, her virtuous father, Sheikh Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentioned Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammadin al-Amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. فهذه نصيحة للنساء ويتلوها أسئلة وأجوبة كانت تلقى على النساء ويقمن بالإجابة عليها. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, الشيخ مقبل, that verily this is advice to the women. Following by this advice, there are questions and answers that were presented to the women. And then they answered them and responded to them. And he says, وَاخْتَرَتُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ إِجَابَةً إِجَابَةِ إِحْدَاهُنَّ لِتُضَمَّ إِلَى نَسِيحَةِ النِّسَاءِ. And I have chosen from that some of the answers of some of them to be added to the advice of the women. He says, أَمَّا النَّسِيحَةِ فَهِيَ صَالِحَةٌ خُصُوصًا لِلنِّسَاءِ بَلَدِنَا. As for this book, النَّسِيحَةِ, advice, then this is correct and it is good specifically for the women of our land, the land of Al-Imam Muqbil, the land of Al-Yaman, the land of Al-Yaman, rahimahullah ta'ala. So he says that this book, al-Nasiha, advice, the advice, this is good and sufficient, correct for specifically for the women of our land. فَإِنَّ الْفَهْمَ الْعِلْمِي عِنْدَهُنَّ هَابِطٌ جِدًّا. Because the academic understanding of the knowledge of the deen amongst those women in his land, he's saying, is very, very low. If that's the case for his land, then what would we say about our land? And unfortunately, to say this, he's speaking here directly about the women, but we would say the same thing about the men. Unfortunately, many of the understanding of many of the Muslim males as well as the females, they're الفهم العلمي حابط جدا. It's very, very low. حابط جدا. Very, very low. So likewise, just as it is correct for them, then it is very good for the likes of us in these lands likewise because of this situation. He mentioned here, رحمه الله, والناس في شأن النسوة ينقسمون إلى ثلاثة أقسام. The people with regards to the affairs of the women, they are divided into three different groups. With their understanding and the way that they treat their women and deal with their women. قِسْمٌ أَطْلَقَ لَهُنَّ الْعَنَانِ يَسْرَحْنَا وَيَمْرَحْنَا وَيُسَافِرْنَا بِدُونِ مَحْرَمٍ. One group, what did he say here? Three, the people with regards to their women, the affairs of the women, there are three categories. The first category, he said that they have given them the reins. This category has given the women the reins and let them go about and do as they like and travel without a mahram alone. وَيَخْتَلِطْنَا فِي الْمَدَارِسِ وَالْجَامِعَاتِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ فِي الدَّوَائِرِ وَالْمُسْتَشْفَيَاتِ. They let them have the reins. They let them do whatever they like. They let them travel, coming and going without a mahram. They let them mix with males in the schools and in the universities, and letting them work alongside the males likewise in the offices and in the hospitals. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ. And other than that, from the actions of the worldly affairs. أَلَّتِي أَسْبَحَتْ أُمُورُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِيهَا فَوْضَوِيَّةِ بَلْ إِفْرِنْجِيَّةِ. He said that many of the affairs of the Muslims, because of this, have become into chaos. It's become chaos because of the mixing of the male and the female, because of this group here or this category of how they deal with the women, letting them do as they like, going about in the lands, coming and going, and mixing in the schools with the males and then in the universities, whether as students or as teachers. This has become a reason for the chaos, fawda, in the Muslim lands, he's saying. Rather, he says it become a reason for ifrinjiya, because to be like imitating the Europeans, to imitating the Europeans and the Westerners. They're the ones that do this filthy action of mixing and letting their women go about as they like, with not having any ghira or having any ghira for their women, where they would have jealousy and they would protect their women from the fouls and the evils of the dunya and of the evils of the people of the dunya. He said, because of this, فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What is this statement here? يُقَالُ عِنْدَ الْمُصِيبَةِ. This is something that a person, whenever there's a calamity, a great calamity, like a loss of life, or the likes of this, a person, he will say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Or the loss of wealth, a great calamity or tragedy, he will remember Allah Azza wa Jalla like this, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Naam? The Shaykh, he's saying this here at this time, with regards to these people who let the women act in this manner, let the women mix into the schools, letting their daughters go to the schools with the disbelievers and the males, or even if it were the Muslims, it would be the same. He's probably speaking here of in their lands, in Yemen, a Muslim land. So how about in the case here in America, in the non-Muslim land, when 99.9% of those males are disbelievers, with no manners and no etiquettes and no shyness from Allah Azza wa Jalla and no shyness from the people. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That they would let their daughters go to those schools. Just like he says here, this is the first group he's complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That they would let their women go to universities mixed in this manner like this. This is something that is a calamity. This is something that he's saying here, rahimahullah ta'ala, that because of this, التي أصبحت أمور المسلمين فيها فوضوية. That because of this affair, because of this issue of mixing like this and not having any concern whatsoever with the legislation with regards to women, many of the affairs of the Muslims have become فوضوية, and chaos and calamity, confusion. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He said here, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَقِسْمٌ آخَرٌ. And another category with regards to those people and their شَأْن بِالنِّسَاء, and their affair with the women. He says, يُهْمِلُ النِّسَاء بِدُونِ تَعْلِيمٍ. The other one, on the other extreme, there are those who neglect the women and do not teach them. يَتْرُكُهُنَّ كَالْعَنْآمِ فَلَا تَعْرِفُ مَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا شَيْئًا. They leave the women without any care or concern. They do not teach them. They leave them to be like cattle. They do not know anything that Allah Azza wa Jalla had made obligatory upon them. On the other hand, there are people in this manner. There are those who let the women do whatever they like, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blatantly, having no shyness, mixing with the males and the likes in the land, speaking to them freely, learning from them and sitting in front of them and associating with them and having friends and companions amongst them. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The other category, on the other hand, in the other extreme, he's mentioning, rahimahullah ta'ala, that they don't care about the women. They leave them. They leave them to be ignorant. And they don't show concern for them. And they don't teach them. They leave them to be like animals, not knowing what Allah has made obligatory upon them. فَهِيَ مُعَرَّضَةٌ لِلْفِتْنِ. This type of woman, she is exposed to the fitn. Likewise, وَلِمُخَالَفَةِ أَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ. She's also exposed to being in opposition to the commands of Allah. بَلْ لِإِفْسَادِ أُسْرَتِهَا. Rather, likewise, she is exposed to corrupting her own family. وَلِاسْتِجَابَةِ لِكُلِّ نَعِقٍ. And that she will respond to everyone who calls. Everyone who calls. So this is the outcome of ignorance. Likewise, the one who is left to be ignorant of the deen and show no concern for her, they will be exposed to fitna, especially a woman. And the one who is left in ignorance and in blindness, not knowing the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they are also exposed and very easily could fall into being in opposition to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it is known that the one who opposes the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he has the threat of a great punishment and anger from the Lord, and anger from the Lord from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, they are exposed to corrupting their own family because of their ignorance. Whenever the sister, the woman, is ignorant, maybe she will bring into her household that which is, as he mentioned here, fihi mukhalifa, something that is in opposition. She will bring it into her house and provide it for her children, and even sometimes cultivate and nourish their children upon falsehood, possibly unknowing because of ignorance. Possibly unknowing because of ignorance, being a means to corrupt her own family. Likewise, being there to call, to answer the call of every person who calls, or everyone who calls, every new fashion, every new idea that comes about, ready to respond to that, because they think with desires and with whims, not with knowledge and not with insight. He said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, wa qismun wasat. And another, the third category with regards to the affairs of the women, is one that is moderate. Qismun wasatun, a moderate division. يَقُومُ بِتَعْلِيمِهِنَّ فِي حُدُودِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. The moderate category, the third category with regards to the affairs of the women, he says, rahimahullah, they're the ones, they establish the education of the women. They teach the women in the limits of the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They teach the women in the limits of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imtithalin liqawlillahi azza wa jal, in compliance to the statement of Allah, the Most High and Majestic, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Al ayah. Complying to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stone. It has been narrated from the likes of the companions, from them Ali radiallahu anhu, and other than him, from the Salaf, from the Tabi'een, the students of the companions, that the meaning of this verse, save yourself and your families from a fire, it means أَدِّبُوهُمْ وَعَلِّمُوهُمْ الْفَرَائِضِ, to discipline them and to teach them that which is obligatory. To teach them and to discipline them and to teach them, and another, and some narration with عَلِّمُوهُمْ الْحَلَالَ وَالْحَرَامِ, to teach them the halal and the haram. So if a person wants to ask himself, how can I comply to this ayah? Save yourselves, a command from Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. How would that be? First, to save them, you have to teach them that which is obligatory upon them. You have to teach them the halal and the haram. But how can one teach if he does not know? As the Arab they say, فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ. The one who does not have something, he cannot give it. So again, in order for a person to be safe from the fire, himself, he has to know the ways of the fire and stay away from them. And he has to know the ways of the paradise and get on that path, the way of the paradise and get on that path. And then whenever he himself is on the straight path, and whenever he himself or her, she herself, is upon the correct deen and the correct way, then at that time they can be a means to help others. Beginning with their families. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ عَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِي. He mentioned the narration, rahimahullah ta'ala, that is narrated in As-Sahihain. The author in this work, she's the daughter of this great imam, Al-Imam Muqbil, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he is an imamun muhaddith, imamun, and he is an imam, and also an imamun fil hadith khususan, and specifically in hadith. So we will find that she is following in the footsteps of her father, like he is mentioning here. This terminology will come a lot in this book, so we will learn along with what is being studied here some of this terminology, just so that we can be aware and understand the intent from the author here. Fi sahihain, meaning that it's in Sahih Bukhari wa Sahih Muslim. Fi sahihain, this is from the statements of the ulama, meaning that this narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Sahih Muslim. And the ulama, they mention if it's likewise in sahihain, they call it the hadith muttafaqun alayhi, meaning that it's agreed upon by al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And this is the highest hadith and the highest level of authentication. A narration that's in Bukhari and in Muslim. After that in Bukhari and Muslim alone. After that on the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. After that on the condition of Bukhari. And after that on the condition of Muslim. And then after that on the condition of those lesser than Bukhari Muslim from the ulama of hadith like Abi Dawood and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i ibn Majah, other than them, rahimahum Allahu jami'an. So here this narration is affirmed and established in Sahihain by the narration of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, all of you are kullukum ra'in, all of you are guardians, caretakers. Ra'in, literally it means a shepherd, the one who takes care of a flock, the one who watches over sheep. The intent here is a guardian, the children and that the family, each one he has those who are underneath his care, similar to the way that the shepherd is responsible for his flock of sheep, that they will be safe from the wolf, that they will not be eaten up, or that they will not be stolen, or they will not be snatched, or they will not be harmed. Likewise, each individual, he is a guardian over those under his care. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, just the portion of this hadith, that all of you are guardians and all of you are held accountable for those who are under your care. He said, وَأَعْدَاءُ الْإِسْلَامِ حَرِيسُونَ حَرِيسُونَ غَايَةِ الْحِرْسِ عَلَى إِضْلَالِ الْمَرْأَةِ بِأَنْوَاعِ الدِّعَايَاتِ الْكَاذِبَةِ فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. He said, and the enemies of Islam, important for the sister to pay attention here, important for the sister particularly to pay attention here, the enemies of Islam are very diligent to the peak of diligence. He says, حَرِيسُونَ غَايَةِ الْحِرْسِ. Upon what? عَلَى الْضَلَالِ الْمَرْأَةِ أي الْمَرْأَةِ الْمُسْلِمَةِ. To mislead and to misguide the Muslim woman. The enemies of Islam are striving hard. The Westerners and the people of the Gharb, they are striving hard to mislead the Muslim woman. Because if they can corrupt her, they can corrupt the home. If they can corrupt her, they can corrupt the home. They can corrupt the children. They can lure the whole family to go astray and cause corruption in the home. If the woman becomes corrupt, it's a great calamity. We see because of this, he said in the end, after mentioning this again, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that the enemies of Islam are very diligent to mislead the Muslim woman. With many different, he says, diayat, al-kadiba, all these false claims, that claiming of to be freedom, freeing the woman, and having freedom and having women's rights and all of this, they don't really want the woman to be free. The woman is free whenever she is free from the shackles of her desires, and she is free from the shackles of a shaitan, and she is free from the shackles of worshipping other than her Lord. She is free from the shackles of obeying other than her Lord and her Messenger. This is true freedom, to be a slave and servant to Allah alone. This is true freedom. They don't want freedom of the women. They want freedom to put their hands on the women as they like. They want freedom to do what they like with the women. They don't want the freedom of the women. Do not be deceived. Follow your religion and follow the text and the evidence of the book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the understanding of the salaf of this ummah. This is what is correct and this is the light. And this is the way that has that praiseworthy ending, and this is the way that is safe. And this is the way that is safe. فعلى هذا, so based upon this, فواجب المرأة عظيم في نصح أخواتها ودعوتهن إلى الله ودعوتهن إلى الله. So because of that, and based upon what he mentioned here, the obligation is great because the enemies are diligent to mislead the woman, and likewise she has that responsibility to save herself and her family from the fire. فعلى هذا, so based upon this, فواجب المرأة عظيم. The obligation of the woman is very, very great. With regards to what? He says, فِي نُسْحِ أَخَوَاتِهَا وَدَعْوَتِهِنَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. To, with regards to advising her sisters and with regards to calling her sisters to Allah. This is an obligation that is great upon the woman. If there is a sister who Allah has blessed her and guided her to the sunnah, guided her to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, guided her to the ma'rifah, understanding of the halal and the haram, and striving to comply to that, and then she sees sisters that are negligent or heedless with regards to this, falling into some of the things that even he has mentioned previously, then it's incumbent upon her to advise her sister, to advise the sisters. They must advise one another with good intention and with good speech and admonition.
to advise. The obligation on the woman is great with regards to advising her sisters and calling them to Allah. وَتَحْذِيرِهِنَّ مِنَ الْفَاتِنِينَ الْمَفْتُونِينَ, and to warn them from those people who are tried and those people who are people of fitin. وَمِنَ الْفَاتِنَاتَ وَالْمَفْتُونَاتَ, from the males and from the females. عَسَى أَن تَسُدَّ الْفَرَاغَ فِي هَذَا الْمَيْدَانِ, that hopefully if she, this woman, is to call to Allah Azza wa Jal to clarify the correct way and to advise her sisters in the limits of her knowledge, what she knows from the truth of the book of Allah and the sunnah and the way of the salaf of this ummah, if she were to warn her sisters according to the knowledge that she has from the fitna of the dunya and the people who are tried from the males and the females of this dunya and the false ways and ideologies, asa and to sad and to sudda al farad, hopefully she will be able to fill the void in this field, and in the field of dawah and the clarification of the truth. There's the void is great, that we need people to step up and to advise one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. To advise one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, وَأَمَّا أَن تُعْقَدْ لَهَا مُحَاضَرَاتِ, and so she needs to advise and she needs to teach her sisters. But as for having her to have muhadarat and lessons and lectures and the likes like this, يَحْضُرُهَا الرِّجَالُ وَالنِّسَاءُ, men and women attending her lectures, فَهَذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ عَلَى أَحْدِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, this never occurred in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a woman having classes, giving classes and lectures in front of males and females audibly in this likes. This is not what is intended from his advice, to give advice and to teach and to make da'wah. He said, وَأَيْضًا لَيْسَتْ آمِنَةً عَلَى نَفْسِهَا فَهَذِهِ الْمُحَاضَرَاتُ فَسَادُهَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْ صَلَاحِهَا, and likewise she herself is not safe from fitna and from trials, because these types of lectures where the women are the speakers, or the men and the women are mixed together in this likes like this, then the corruption that is therein is greater than the rectification. He says, وَأَقْبَحُ مِنْ هَذَا, and more disgusting even than this, and تَكُونَ مُذِيعًا, that she would be an announcer, like for example a news broadcaster or a radio announcer or the likes like this, making announcements in front of the world or in front of the people. عَلَى أَنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُ فِي هَذَا السِّنْفِ وَاحِدَةً مِنَ الدَّعِيَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, he said that this is more disgusting, but although I do not know anyone from this category, from the callers, the female callers to Allah. بَلْ هُنَّ فَاسِدَاتٌ مُفْسِدَاتٌ, rather those who are involved in this, those women who are announcers and callers speaking publicly in front of men and women, they are فاسدات مُفْسِدَاتٌ, they themselves, these women are corrupted and evil, and likewise they bring corruption and evil. يَخْتَلِطْنَا بِالْمُذِيعِينَ الْفَسَقَةِ, that they mix with those male announcers that are also wicked and evil. وَتُرَقِّقُ صَوْتَهَا الْفَاتِنَ, and likewise lowering her voice, speaking to them with a beautiful voice and a pleasant voice, making it soft and delighting. He says here about that woman that does that, قَطَعَ اللَّهُ لِسَانَهَا, may Allah cut off her tongue. وَأَرَاحَ الْبِلَادَ وَالْعِبَادَ مِنْهَا, and may Allah save the lands and the servants from her, and he bring ease to them by doing away with the likes of this woman that mixes like this in this manner. فَعَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ أَن تَدْرُسَ سِيرَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, so what is incumbent upon the woman is that she must study the biography of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَسِيرَةَ الدَّارِيَاتِ اللَّاتِ فِي زَمَنِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and likewise study the biography of those callers, those female callers in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, كأم سليم وغيرها من الفضليات نساء الصحابة, like studying the biography of Sulaym and other than her radiyallahu anha, and from those virtuous women of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وتسلك مسلكهن, نعم وتسلك مسلكهن إن كانت ترجو الله واليوم الآخر, likewise she must follow their way, take them as a role model if she is hoping for Allah in the hereafter. He says, وَأَمَّا الْأَسِئِلَةُ وَالْأَجْوِبَةُ فَقَصَدْنَا مِنْهَا التَّمْرِينَ وَالْرَدَّ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ, as for in the end of the book, he's referring to rahimahullahu ta'ala, Shaykh Muqbil, as for the questions and the answers, then we intended by way of them as a means of training and teaching and for the refutation of the people of innovation. And to learn these questions and answers, to learn these questions and answers in the deen, particularly regarding the woman. And to that way a person will be able to uncover the shubuhat and the doubts and the falsehood of the people of innovation. وَأَن نَقُولَ لِلْمُبْتَدِعَ And so that we can say to the innovators, نِسَاؤُنَا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ سَيَرُدُّنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ So that we can say to the innovators, inshallah, even our women will refute you. Even our women will refute you. Inshallah, even our women will refute you. You see the goal of this man. The goal of this man, he's striving to do what? To save himself and his family from a fire as fuel as men and stones. That even our women will refute you. You will not be able, inshallah, to detour and lead our women away because we will give them the proper means that they need to protect themselves. We will teach them and we will cultivate them and we will raise them and we will keep them in a safe environment. We will do whatever we can that's in our power to keep our women safe from you and your hands and your misguidance. If that's what we say to the mubtadi'a, then what do we say to the kafara? Then what do we say to the kafara? If this is what he's saying, that this is what we want to say to the innovators from the people of Islam, then what should we say to the disbelievers? They're trying to mislead us and our women. Likewise, that inshallah we are going to strive our best to teach ourselves so that we can teach our women, so that they can teach our family and our children so that they can be safe. And they will also be likewise be able to refute the misguidance of the innovators and to refute the misguidance of the disbelievers. And they will not be tried by the fitna of this dunya, not from the shubuhat and not from the shahawat and the desires. Rather, they will be upright. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the women upright, pious and righteous, and to rectify the women of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they can refute the people of falsehood. وَهُنَّ بَادِيَاتٌ بَادِيَاتٌ إِنْشَاءَ فِي تَأْلِيفِ كِتَابٍ عَلَى صِفَةِ السُّؤَالِ وَالْجُوَابِ بِعُنْوَانِ إِضَاحُ الْمَقَالِ فِي الرَّدِّ عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعِ الضُّلَّالِ يَسْرَ اللَّهُ إِتْمَامَهُ He mentioned, and likewise our women, speaking of his women specifically, they are beginning, inshallah, now to author a book that is in the form of question and answer. And it has the title of إِضَاحُ الْمَقَالِ فِي الرَّدِّ عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعِ الضُّلَّالِ يَسْرَ اللَّهُ إِتْمَامَهَا May Allah help and make it easy to complete this work. He says, وَنَقُولُ لِلشِّيعَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَشْغَلُونَ بِرَسَائِلِ جُمِعَتْ بَيْنَ الْجَهْرِ وَمُحَارَبَةِ السُّنَّةِ وَالتَّنْفِيرِ عَنْهَا اِرْبَعُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ فَبَنَاتُنَا وَنِسَاؤُنَا سَيَرُدُّدْنَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ He says, and we say, وَنَقُولُ لِلشِّيعَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَشْغَلُونَ بِرَسَائِلِ We say to those Shia, the Rafidah, those who want to preoccupy us with these treaties that are full of ignorance and in opposition and fighting and going to war against the Sunnah and trying to lead people away from the Sunnah. Inshallah, you will never be able to stop us on our path, inshallah, because فَبَنَاتُنَا وَنِسَاؤُنَا سَيُرُدُّنَا عَلَيْكُمْ Because even our daughters and our women, they will refute you. They will refute you. This is the goal, this is the intent, this is the way of a Muslim, that he will fortify himself with knowledge. Knowledge of the truth and knowledge of the falsehood, so that he can be upon the truth and stay away from the falsehood. And likewise, he'll be concerned about his family. And the women, likewise, they have to fortify themselves with knowledge, especially in these days. Knowledge of the correct creed and the correct belief, knowledge of al-tawheed, knowledge of al-iman, the correct iman and the correct aqidah and the correct methodology and the correct Islam. Not the Islam of the innovators and not the Islam of the Khawarij and not the Islam of the Shia and the Rafidah. Rather, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. That way, they can be a benefit to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can raise their family properly and they can refute even the innovators and those misguided women that come across. They come across, they can refute their misguidance and be a means to bring people to the light of the haqq and the truth of al-Islam. He says, أَمَّا نَحْنُ فَبِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ قَدْ قَصَمْنَا ذُهُورَكُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الرَّدِّ عَلَى أَعْدَاءِ السُّنَّةِ وَالشَّفَاعَةِ وَالْإِرْشَادِ ذِوِي الْفِطْنِ لِعِبَادِ غُلَاةِ الرَّوَافِضِ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ وَالْإِلْحَادِ الْخُمَيْنِ فِي أَرْضِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ He mentioned, as for us, then we have already broken your backs, أَيُّهَا الْرَافِضَةِ by mentioning these books that he has wrote as refutations of the people of Rafid, the Shia, and the Ithna Ashariya, and the Rafidah, and those the Hawatha, that he wrote many of these books in refutation of them himself. He says, وَأَخِيرًا فَإِنِّي أَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَ كَاتِبَةَ هَذِهِ النَّسِيحَةِ إِلَى مُوَاصَلَةِ السَّيْرِ فِي تَحْصِيلِ الْعِلْمِ النَّافِعِ He said, and finally, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give the writer of this advice and these answers and upon these questions to continue traversing upon the path of seeking beneficial knowledge, وَالْعَمَلِ بِهِ, and applying that, وَالْدَعْوَةِ إِلَيْهِ, and calling to that, إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, verily he is able to do all things. So he's making dua for his daughter here. To do what? To be upon that first treatise found in Thalathat al-Usul, that she will be continue to be striving to obtain al-ilm al-nafi, wal-amal al-salih, wal-amal bihi, wal-da'wati ilayhi, to call to that. To call to that. وبعد اطلاعي على المعد للطبعة الثانية وجدتها قد اشتملت على فوائد تشد إليها الرحال من تصحيح وتضعيف وتوثيق وتجريح ونصائح قيمة. He said, after looking over this second print that has been prepared, I have found it that it contains many great benefits that a person would, in order to obtain them, they would travel to obtain the likes of these benefits. And in traveling to seek knowledge to obtain the likes of these benefits, from authentication of hadith and to declare them unauthentic, and also mentioning the correctness of narrators and those narrators that have fault with them, and other very beneficial advices. وَلَقَدْ تَنَافَسَ النَّاسُ فِي اِقْتِنَاءِ الطَّبَعَةِ الْأُولَى وَإِنِّي أَرْجُو أَنْ يَكُونَ تَنَافُسُهُمْ فِي اِقْتِنَاءِ هَذِهِ الطَّبَعَةِ أَشَدٍ. He said, the people, they hastened to obtain this, the first print, and I hope that they will hasten and compete to obtain this print even more. And he mentioned about his daughter. He said, أَمَّا مُؤَلِّفَةُ النِّسِيحَةِ فَأَمَّا مُؤَلِّفَةُ النَّسِيحَةِ, as for the author of النَّسِيحَةِ, this book, the advice, فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْوَادِعِيَّةِ, then verily she is Abdullah al-Wadi'iyah, mustafidatun fi ulumin shatta, that she has benefited from many different knowledges and sciences, mutaaddibatun bi adabi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she has disciplined herself with the manners of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fadilatun harisatun ala waqtiha ghayat al-hirs, that she is virtuous and she is diligent to preserve her time with the great diligence. من أجل هذا بارك الله في علمها, because of this Allah has blessed her knowledge. حريصة على إفادة أخواتها, likewise she is diligent and concerned to benefit her sisters. تدرس الكتاب حتى تنتهي منه, she will teach a book until she finishes entirely. ثم تنتقل إلى كتاب آخر, and then she will move on to the next book. محبة لكتب العقيدة والفقه واللغة, she is a woman who loves the books of Aqidah and the books of Fiqh and the books of the Arabic language. These traits here that he has described this woman with are great traits, that every one of those sisters that hears this, she should try to be upon these traits here. She should try to be a woman who benefits from different knowledges, beginning with that which is most important and then that which is most important, knowledge of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she should be a woman who disciplines herself with the discipline of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she should be a woman who is diligent with her time, very diligent. And if that is the case, you will find that Allah will bless her in her knowledge, just like He blessed this woman with her knowledge. حَفِظَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Likewise, the woman after that, she should be diligent to benefit her sisters. And if she is able to teach, then she should teach. He says, وَلَهَا مِنَ الْكُتُبِ, and she has, from the books that she has authored, نَسِيحَةُ لِلنِّسَى, والصحيح المستد من الشمائل المحمدية الجامع الصحيح من العلم في العلم وفضله, وهي الآن تعمل في عدة كتب أجلها الصحيح المسند من السيرة النبوية. She has many of these works that he mentioned the names of some of them, and now she is working on this book here, الصحيح المسند, from the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ملتزمة للصحة, holding fast to the authentic narrations. ليست كمن ادعى أنه التزم في السيرة النبوية صحة ولم يفي. نسأل الله أن ييسر لها إتمام هذا المشروع العظيم الذي طالما سأل الناس عنه. وأم عبد الله بحمد الله تبغض الحزبية وتنفر عنها, فجزاها الله خيرا وأصلح بالها وأصلح لها ولديها, إنه على كل شيء قدير. He said, and Umm Abdullah by the praise and with the praise and thanks of Allah, she detests al-hizbiyyah, and she flees from that. فَجَزَاهَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. So may Allah give her the best reward, and may Allah rectify for her her conscience and rectify for her two children. Verily He is able to do all things. Verily He is able to do all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with this is the conclusion of the introduction of Shaykh Mubi rahimahullah ta'ala. And after that proceeding is the introduction of the author. And we will let the sisters, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, read the introduction of the author at home. And it's very brief and short, and bi'idhnillahi, in the next class we will begin from the first chapter, Al-Hathu al-Ikhlasi wa Muhafadati al-Waqt. Encouragement. The first chapter the author has entitled The Encouragement to Be Sincere and to Have Ikhlas and to preserve one's time. And we conclude the class with that. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك